What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick, Sam, name of this band. Did this song. Did the drawings. Brought the drawings to life. You got to turn your mic on there first.
Okay.
Well, you can get it. The name three letters. It. Well, maybe.
Maybe not.
Twice.
No.
Aha.
Remember
that?
Yep.
Insignificant information. I got a lot more of that. I've been sitting on a lot of that stuff, too. Hey, when we it ain't our show. We'll be back on Sunday, you know, 6 to 9. Then in the middle of January, we get our Saturdays back, so we'll be back on Saturday and Sunday. Do that little PSA. We talked about the Atlanta Boat Show. Gave our listeners a chance to win tickets. And we got a guy. We got a winner. Andrew. Congratulations. Andrew in Loganville got the four-pack.
Okay.
He's going out. To the boat show.
Man, it's a lot of fun at the boat show.
Yeah, I had a big time out there last year. It was one of my early remembrances, skipping school when they started on a Friday, jumping on the L and going downtown to the to McCormick Place in Chicago.
Really?
There were two big car shows in America. Detroit obviously had the biggest one, and then Chicago was pretty big.
Yeah.
New York's pretty big, you know, so. Are you ready to welcome Caleb?
Very much.
On here. Caleb Johnson, when it comes to talking basketball, he's a guy. Will you be out at the game this afternoon?
I will be out there.
See, that's why we go to this dude. What are your thoughts on how this Hawks team, who, by the way, what is it, six in a row? Six losses in a row? Five or six?
It is seven now.
It is seven, okay.
It grows.
How are they going to get well on Ant-Man and this Minnesota team, if possible?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough challenge. I mean, the one good thing I'll say is that this game should feature, for the first time in a number of games, Kristaps Porzingis. He is not on the injury report where he has been, for the last few games. Jalen Johnson is also off the injury report, and so we'll see if Trae Young is also. Because he's questionable coming into this game. We'll see if that changes for his injury designation. But Minnesota is, I mean, certainly a really competitive team out in the West. But they are, you know, by no means infallible. They've had a couple of slip ups, especially recently. I mean, even to the Brooklyn Nets, they lost by a pretty good clip. Lost to the Nuggets in overtime on Christmas Day, obviously, a lot of people got to watch. So I think for the Hawks right now, I mean, you just need a win. It doesn't matter who the team is. It doesn't matter how it looks. And the game against OKC, I think, showed a recipe for this Hawks team to get back in the win column, because it's very much a backs against the wall. At that point, you had lost six straight. You just needed to play freely and play some strong defense. And that's been a consistent problem for the Hawks through this losing streak, is their defense has just been way too porous. They've been giving up way too many points, and their offense hasn't been able to keep up. And that's ultimately, you know, what they've run into that's caused this losing streak to pile on. And it's caused the national media to go, ooh, we can lick our chops and we can start to make all of these sorts of speculative decisions about, what Auntie Soleil in this front office is going to do.
Yep, that is exactly what's happening. We want the national media to check us out, but, you know, they're always looking for stuff like this, and we're giving them a lot of ammunition right now, folks. We're spending time on the WaitForIt.com outline on this New Year's Eve with Caleb Johnson, and he is social. You can always find him at ATLJohnson18, at ATLJohnson18. Okay, Porzingis is back. We're going to be on a minute restriction. we're going to be on. I mean, what are we looking like for him? I mean, you can't expect him to come right back after this long layoff and play a whole game, right?
No, yeah, he would definitely come off the bench. And I think, you know, if this is what we finally get to see today, I think it'll be really interesting. You know, I asked Kristaps the last time that he was available, and it was like, oh, okay, you're back, able to play this time. You know, most people know that he's dealing with this POTS syndrome thing that's been pretty serious. That I know for a lot of people, when you don't know about something, sometimes it's really easy to question it and to go, oh, I don't know how legitimate it is. I mean, Kristaps Porzingis is a $30 million player who is on the final year of his contract. He's not just faking a sickness because he doesn't feel like playing basketball, but we haven't seen him since December 5th. It was that Nuggets game that he was able to put up 20 minutes in. I would expect 20 minutes to be around the same spot that he would be available in this one. And, I mean, he just brings a different dynamic. I don't know if they would have him come off the bench like they did in that game, where it was pretty successful because you needed some offense with the second unit. Right now, the second unit does have some offense when Nikhil Alexander-Walker is able to come off the bench, and that's if Trae Young is available. If Trae Young isn't able to play in this game, then obviously Nikhil will start, and you know, you see a different lineup. And just either way, Kristaps, his rim protection and his shooting is just would be huge to bring to this team right now, because that's what they were planning for when they brought him in, you know, and traded for him in the offseason. And clearly, to this point, it just hasn't worked out the way the Hawks had planned.
Caleb Johnson joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're in for the morning shift. Thank you again, Caleb, for getting up early and joining us. I can't remember the last time, if at all, the noise surrounding moving Trae has been louder. Your thoughts on that and just his whole re-entry to this team.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Team.
Yeah, I'll say this, guys. There is something that happens in any NFL media, NBA media, Major League Baseball media. It happens where guys who gather intel on players and teams and things like that in the off season, they, you know, they get their notebook and they've got all of their info together. And then you get into the season and they look for, okay, when is a moment in which this intel that I have is going to be the most valuable and is going to get the most attention? Because coming out at the end of December, you know, about to start 2026, and saying, well, you know, the Hawks are very likely to want to move Trae Young because they didn't sign him to an extension this summer. It's like, hey, guess what? I could have told you that back in October when they didn't sign him to an extension. And in fact, I did. I was very vocal to a lot of people in saying that this is what happens when you have a guy on an expiring contract, is potentially going to be an opportunity for the team to move on from him. And clearly, if they saw something long-term with Trae, they would have made sure they got an extension done in the offseason. I asked Trae at Media Day about this very thing, and he was like, I'm good, man. Like, you know, there's a lot of things that I've got to worry about, and, you know, my future with the Hawks just isn't going to be one of those things that I'm worried about. I think for Trey, it also gets compiled in the fact that he had this knee injury. He was out for quite some time. He returns to the team, and all of a sudden, this losing streak starts. But this losing streak isn't because of Trey Young. It's not like he's made this basketball team worse. But we always knew there was going to be an acclimation period. I just didn't know it was going to come with seven straight losses, and, you know, and just trying to figure out once again how to mesh his style of play with what they've already been doing, and just overall needing to play a lot better defensively.
Yeah. I knew he'd break that down.
Yeah, he would. One guy got to ask you about who is getting some minutes with Porzingis being out. It's Asa Newell. What do you think about his progress when he gets his opportunities to step in and contribute?
Man, Asa's just been awesome, and especially it's so cool to see, I guess, in the version of the NBA that we're getting now where there's so many possessions and so much scoring is going on and bigs are stretching the floor more than we've ever seen it. I think to see Asa's willingness to shoot, especially when he gets opportunities, is just really cool. And obviously his three-point shooting has been insanely impressive. I mean, in the month of December, Asa is shooting 54% from three-point. And so I think he's just done a really incredible job. I think he's actually shooting like 50% from three on the season. And so his willingness to score has been really impressive to see. I think I would love to see, you know, his defense be a part of what this team overall needs to step up and improve on. But, hey, that's going to happen when you're a rookie. Like, he is playing like a rookie in that aspect, and not every aspect of his game is going to be perfect. But I think it's the confidence is certainly there, and you don't always see that and a guy in this first season, especially, you know, playing. They brought Asa in to play the four, and guess what? Injuries have happened, and he's played a whole lot more five than he was expected to. And so his ability to step up, you know, when his number's called has been really impressive to see. And, I mean, just the shooting aspect. I think of, like, that Knicks game being one where, you know, I think he went, like, 5 of 6 in the game. And so it's been really good to see the progress that Asa Newell has made, and knowing that the Hawks not only got him in the draft, but also that first round pick for, you know, the Pelicans next year.
Yeah.
Listen, everything that he said, let's see how this plays out, because he just mentioned New York. These guys, well, first got to get past Minnesota today. Let's hope that it's on an 8-game losing streak.
Yeah.
Because what happens is the beginning of January, well, the first half of January, these boys are on the road. They're taking off to go to New York, and then they go to Toronto, come back for one little game against New Orleans, and then out west until mid-January.
Whoa.
So everything that that Caleb's been talking about, you know, maybe it's one of these situations where, you know, you hear some teams get better when they're away from home. Hey, take a page from that. You don't understand why? Listen, we saw a Falcons team do it at home against a team there was no way. There were no bets on the Falcons to do what they did on Monday night. So maybe the Hawks getting on the road could help them. As always, Caleb, we can't thank you enough. Oh, go ahead, man. What?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it's funny. Like, the Hawks are actually significantly better on the road than they are at home. They're 10-8 away from State Farm Arena. They're 5-11 at home. It's been a really weird kind of year thing for that. But, you know, hopefully things get turned around.
There you go. All right, buddy. Listen, we will talk to you soon. And Happy New Year. Be safe.
Thanks, Caleb.
Hey, you guys have a great New Year to you.
There you go. Yeah, the game's at 3 o'clock, so he'll have plenty of time to get home and put his feet up.
There you go.
And watching the game tonight. All right.
We got something for you, Ant-Man. Yeah. Welcome home, homeboy.
Yeah, and by the way, the parking lot over at that place is packed, so you got no excuses. College football. We have not talked more about that. We got to get you set for tonight. We're going to turn things over to John Fricke, top of the hour, who is in for the steakhouse. And something I was thinking about as I've been watching some of these NFL games, I want to pass this on to you and get your thoughts on it, specifically the Buffalo Bills. We'll talk about that coming up. It is Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this New Year's Eve. It's an amateur night, folks. Be careful out there. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.